Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I take calls from Portland, Longmont, and other towns in Colorado. The caller from Portland is struggling with hearing the voice of God, and she's very frustrated with what voice to believe as Darren tries to bring freedom to her life and instruct her in hearing from Holy Spirit. Jerry calls in, and Darren and I talk about the most important things for her dad is not being physically healed as much as being born again and knowing that his name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Darren says a very vital thing. It's not what prescription that you're standing on, but what scripture. Now let's join the program.
We got a call from Portland. Hello, Darren. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
I'm going pretty good. How you doing yourself?
We're doing good. We've been working hard, but we're doing good, brother.
Yeah. Well, March is almost here. I can't wait for you to get back here.
Well, we're going to be down in a couple weeks, the 8th and 9th. We're going to be out at the Shiloh again, so you're going to make time to come out and see us?
Yeah, I'll be out there. Me and my wife will be out there.
Good.
I'm calling you just to ask you for you and your wife to pray for my marriage. Dad was trying to break this thing up. And, I know God has ordained my marriage, but it's a fight. It's been a fight since day one. And I know I love my wife. She loves me. Just having problems.
Okay. Well, you ready to pray?
Oh, yeah. That's all I want.
Father God, I pray and I thank you for Darren's phone call from Portland. And what was your wife's name again,
Ruby.
Brother?
Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father God, we lift up Darren and Ruby, and I'm going to thank you, Lord, for being with them wherever they are. And I ask you to heal a relationship. And, Lord, I know they both brought a lot of baggage into this marriage, and I'm asking you to take care of that.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do that, Lord. That's your business, but you do know how. I do know that. So I'm going to thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to give Darren a vision of this marriage being healed and give Ruby a vision of it being healed, no matter what the past looks like. Lord, we're going to look at the future in your hands, and so I'll thank you for that. And this one's going to be a win. We're going to put this one in the win column. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 You know,
I appreciate
it. Darren, what Ruby really wants is a mighty man of God, and I'm just praying that you're reading the Word every day.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Good. Good.
And you just really need to get into that Word and depend on God and trust on God, first of all. And your wife will always be in agreement.
Right.
She will.
She wants a platform of respect, and I believe you're going to give it to her. You're standing in the Word every day, brother. It'll pay off.
Yes, it will.
God, I have no choice. That's what I want to do. So.
Okay.
Oh, good. Well,
just
God bless you.
Keep me in your prayers, and I'll
do that.
Praying for you guys.
Okay,
right.
and Darren... you're a big guy, and I really love you. I want you to know that, and I respect
you.
Okay?
Thank you.
We'll see you in Portland.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we got another Portland phone call. Eileen, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I would like prayer for some months back. I heard you praying for someone, and she called in, and she said she would like to hear the voice of the Lord, and she would like to know that it was His voice and not the deceivers or her own thoughts or anything else.
Right.
And that is my heart's prayer, because for the years that I've known the Lord, and it's been quite a few, I will hear His voice, and then other sources come in. I think it's Him. I get discouraged, and I quit listening altogether. And I've been hearing Him again, and I mean, I just won't listen to Him. You know, I just simply will not. I don't even like the idea of His talking to me, because I'm going to be misled again.
Let me give you a suggestion. Do you keep a daily journal, a prayer journal?
I have off and on. At the moment, I have not.
Okay.
I'm going to be getting back into it because I've been wanting to do that.
Let me tell you.
That may be the reason.
Yeah. When I talk to the Lord, I try to write it down.
Oh, now that I do.
Okay. Well, now, if you've written it down and you heard from the Lord, then the devil can't go back and says, well, you heard that wrong. You can go back to your journal and say, listen, I not only heard it, but I recorded it. I wrote it down. Now get out of here.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Then start saying this.
Yeah, but when you see that it's, even though you've written it down, when you see that it doesn't turn out that way, it's...
Okay.
All right, now
let me suggest this to you. Don't be so hard on yourself. Because all of us have a learning curve. We have to learn. And the Lord told me, he says, now, I'll work with you, son, but when you miss it and you thought you heard it right, don't go piling on here and giving yourself a bad time. You forgive yourself if you need to, if you feel like you need to, but get up and go on.
And how do you know that it doesn't turn out? Are you the one that keeps the timeline, or are you giving that over to the Lord also?
No, there were some things that were definitely were not. Of him.
Did they involve other people?
You know what? I can't remember because I hadn't listened for probably even a year, and then I started listening again. So I really can't say in particular, but I just know it's... I mean, I've known the Lord for 28 years, and this has happened off and on all along, and I'm just so sick of it. And so then I'll just get where I don't want to listen anymore because I can't trust that I'm hearing him. I guess what I really want to know is, what I'd like prayer for is discernment.
Okay, but before that, I want you to start saying a scripture we often give. Hebrews 10:35, cast not away your confidence, Eileen, for it has a great reward. And you start working on that, and then if you know when you go to prayer, there's no sin in your life, and you've confessed everything, then you can trust the Lord. Then you focus on confidence, not on being scattered or double-minded. And start saying, here's an affirmation for you. I love to use myself. God hears and answers my prayers. Okay? So you focus on the positive there.
And it talks about the eyes of your heart that may be enlightened, not the ears. And I know that faith cometh by hearing, but the eyes are what's going to read the word of God. And as you read the word out loud, your ears are going to pick up on that.
Hold it just a minute. He didn't say faith cometh by the rhema voice of God. It says faith cometh by the word, the written word. And I think that's important.
And I believe as, as I got into the word, Eileen, and I made it number one every day, I began to really hear the voice of God because I began to understand the heart of God through reading his word. And what the devil wants to do more than anything else is keep God's people off the focus of the word and reading the word and getting into the word every day. That's his biggest attack.
I was a stay-at-home mother for until my kids were in middle school at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the word a lot, Bible studies and everything. And, I mean, it was even, I just get led astray even during then. I mean... And even right now, I'm reading the Bible with you folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been, I've had gaps here where I've not been a daily reader, but I read the Bible a lot. So it's not that I'm not in the Word. But I have to say one thing. Since I've been listening to you folks, the Word has just taken on so much more. I love it.
Whoa.
I mean, it's so alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been so blessed with listening to you folks.
Good.
Continue doing that, Eileen, because I'm hearing from the Lord more. Maybe it's because I'm older, but as I'm into the Word every day, and Darren, I know that you agree with that. As we're into the Word, the voice of God becomes more alive to us.
Exactly.
He really does. And I know you're not an exception, and God is not a partial God, and he loves you just as much as Darren and me.
Amen.
And I know it's going to come to you.
Well, I have one question.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember this, Darren, but you came out to Portland this last time. After the meeting, I went up to you, and you prayed for me about the criticism, constantly hearing the criticism that I've heard over the years, coming back to me. And I did what you said to do, and that evening the Lord, it was really neat because I looked for your readings afterwards, and I read one, and I said, well, that's really good, and I read another one, and that's really good. And so I read several of them, and I said, well, Lord, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And it was so clear. He said, you did exactly what I wanted you to do.
Good.
And I just got so much peace. But I think it is something so deep-rooted
Okay.
That it needs even more than that one.
Let me tell you what your problem is. See, you were talking very positively. Then all you said, but yes, and then your voice print changed.
Yes.
See, when you look for the negative, you'll find it.
That's right.
But I would force myself to have the righteous focus. Now, when I get hassled, I go back to the basics, and we get shot at. Let me tell you, and it's not. I mean, it could be a number of things. It might be like this magazine we've been trying to put out. That thing's about driven us both over the edge, you know, with all the technical problems and everything. But I have to go back to the basics. Cast not away your confidence, Darren, for it has a great reward. For when you've done the will of God, and part of that is speaking the word, when you've done the will of God, you'll receive what was promised.
Yes. Now, when you went back and you did what God had asked you to do, that was yesterday. See, he wipes the slate clean. And he forgets, but he also wants us to renew every day.
Right.
So as he said, you did exactly what I wanted you to do yesterday. I want you to do the same thing today.
Well,
you know, he says in the word, today is the day.
Well, what I had done was I had written everything down and burned it and flushed it down the toilet.
Okay.
That's not all bad.
No.
That's what you had said to do.
Burial at sea.
It sure is.
And I really got peace at that time,
good.
But it just seems like it's something so
it. No, you're buying a lie there.
Yeah, and read Romans 12, 1 and 2. It's the renewing of the mind, Eileen, renewing of the mind. And did you get a power pack the last time you were there?
No, I was just going to say, I got one probably a year ago. And what is a good one to read for this particular situation?
I believe you can, well, probably if there is any confusion, you can go into that. I don't know if there might be an underlying anger either. You might take that card. But
that's what I've wondered.
I believe that card number 29 about God's love for you, you need to start really realizing how much God loves you and go into the back part of that about the communion, the blood of Jesus, and start on one or two verses there.
Take communion every day.
Yes. Yeah, don't start at the point of salvation years ago. You start right now because you've been a Christian for a long time. So you start on God, you love me, and I'm going to start memorizing the verses. And Satan, you just get behind me.
Let me give you two scriptures before you leave. I've got a full line of calls here, but 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "The old is gone, the new has come. You have become a new creation in Jesus Christ." Mm-hmm. 1 John 3:1 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished upon me, that I should be called a child of God."
Yes, praise God.
Eileen, I appreciate your call.
Yes,
thank
God
you
bless
much.
You.
One more thing. We love you.
Thank you, I love you.
Okay, dear, thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Well, we got a call coming in now from Longmont, Colorado. Hello, Beth. Beth, are you there? Or did you give up on me?
Is she number 3?
Oh, no, I got it here. Well, maybe I got the wrong one here. I'll put that one on hold, hang on. Beth, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. I had the wrong button pushed.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to call and give an update and a quick prayer testimony real quick. I called a few weeks ago about the young mother with the brain tumor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't feel comfortable giving her name, and so we decided to call her Nancy, and now I feel like I can say her her coworkers call her Sam. It's short for her full name. Mm. But I just heard through another coworker that the tumor is shrinking, but they are going to do a major surgery tomorrow. So I just wanted to update you and the listeners.
Well, let's just give them a little surprise. Let's pray the thing's gone.
Mm. Yes.
How's that?
Yes, I agree totally.
I'm not trying to be a hot dog, but I've seen God do that.
Oh,
and
I've
seen him use surgeries like this to validate his power, that's so strong in me.
Oh, glory. Yes, I believe.
Have you anointed her?
Actually, I haven't been able to be with her yet. I've tried getting a hold of her once. I don't know.
Is she a friend of yours?
We worked together. We're not real close, but we worked together for a few years.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Father God, we thank you that you don't start something you can't finish. You've never found a mountain that you couldn't put down. So, Lord, today I just thank you you're reaching aside of Sam's head. And, Lord, you can do that. It's so easy for you. And, Father God, I say in the name of Jesus, that tumor is shrinking. And, Lord, I believe when the surgeons get in there, there'll be a depression where it was. Now, Lord, I know it's hard for some of the medical team to believe this kind of stuff, but you can do it. And we're asking you, Father God, first of all, just to do and be who you are. And that to be our healer and our miracle worker. We can't get this done on our own, or we'd already done it. We wouldn't have bothered you. But Lord, we have to ask for your mercy and your compassion. And I say that that's working right now on behalf of this dear lady. And I know, I see your hand on her head. And I thank you, Lord, that this brain tumor is no challenge for you. We see it just dwindling, Lord. We see it going down to the size of a marble, down to the size of a BB, and we see it gone. And we thank you, Father, that you've given us faith to stand on. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have the evidence, Lord, and we thank you for working it out for this dear lady's good health. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
and
amen.
Today, take Zechariah 4, 6, and 7, and especially 7.
Okay.
Oh, what are you, O great mountain?
Amen.
Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain. That means God is going to take away the mountain of, if she's in doubt or fear or unbelief, he's going to take away that mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And he will bring forth a top stone and with shouts of grace, grace. So today we're going to say grace, grace for Sam.
Yeah.
And it's going to come about because it's not by might nor by power, but by what is it?
My spirit.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Hey, you got a miracle on your hands.
Yes. God bless you, Beth.
And would it be okay? You put a testimony of mine in your newsletter a little over a year ago, and if I real quickly shared that with the listeners.
Okay.
I wrote in that when you were wanting testimonies of a time when I had severely injured my knee and was going to have surgery as soon as possible, and my doctor scheduled me with the surgeon for the following morning, and I was in my room praying about my knee because I didn't want to go through the surgery and finances and everything, and I had a baby, and my six-year-old daughter came in the room, and she had started from another room to tell me something, so she was talking when she came in the room, and she just stopped, and she said, "Mom, I see Jesus. He's by your head." And I immediately associated that with my knee because I was in prayer at the time, and it was an instant healing. The pain, everything. I stood up. I could walk. I could bend it.
Praise God.
And I just felt led to share that with the listeners.
Would you write that again? I have misplaced that. Would you write that again for us, Beth?
Yes.
We might put it in our magazine.
Yes,
I definitely will. Thank you so much to do that.
I will. And
that's wonderful.
I enjoy the magazine and everything that you send your partners and your prayers. I just want to thank you both so very much.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the people like you that keep us going.
Oh,
and I'm blessed. I wish this hour wasn't quickly coming to an end.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Okay, and thank you.
You have a blessed day.
And thank you for your ministry.
Uh-huh. We love you.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, if I get my button straightened out here. Number one, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm sorry. Okay. Punched your button a while ago and it's calling you by the wrong name.
That's a good thing I didn't say anything, huh?
Yeah, it is. You're cool. What can we do for you?
Yeah, my father is in the hospital. He was in the nursing home, and they took him in Saturday. They think he had a stroke while he was in the nursing home, and he's not able to swallow. His tongue is swollen. And
is he a Christian?
I know. He's Mason.
Where is he?
He's in Lutheran.
I mean, in Denver area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I talked to the doctor this morning, and he has a clot in his lung. He had some pneumonia, and when they have a stroke, sometimes they can't swallow, and so it went down into his lungs.
Okay.
And I've sitting with him every night reading scripture over him.
All right. Now, why don't you ask him this? We have one of our power partners went back. We told her how to lead her dad to the Lord. She went back and said, "Dad, are you afraid to die?" And the case was he was afraid to die. And I don't care if he is a Mason. You know, God's bigger than the Masonic Lodge.
Right.
And I would ask, you know, I'd say to you, ask Dad, "Are you afraid to die?"
I think he is. He's
okay. Now, even if he can't talk to you, if he can hear you.
Yeah, he can talk. He just can't talk very well.
Okay. Say, "Dad, I want to show you how to get rid of that fear." And then, do you know how to lead him to the Lord?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Well, just say, "Dad, I want you to say this prayer. And if you can't say it, I want you to blink your eyes or move your thumb or something that you're in agreement here." And I would read him John 3:3 and Romans 10:9-10. And say, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God?" And if that's all he can agree to, he'll get saved. And I believe your dad is not going to make it. And so you really need to.
Yeah, yes, really been speaking up.
I really feel a burden, that you go to him today. Yeah. I really do, Jerry. And Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you are going with Jerry
Amen.
Today. to see her father, because it's not the illness that's the most important here, Jesus. It is that her father make it to heaven. And so, Lord, we are in total agreement that, what is your dad's first name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Uh-huh.
That Jerry will come to know you today, Lord, and that he will accept you as Lord and Savior of his life. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Are you named after your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're telling Dad, this is something I want more than anything else. Would you pray this prayer with me? And don't worry about all the trappings of the Masonic Lodge. God's going to move beyond that, through that, over it, above it, around it. And I'll tell you something, your dad's going to get born again.
Hallelujah.
So
praise
you
God.
Go for it. I'll tell you, we and all our listeners are going to be praying for you.
Yes. That he gives
Jerry,
you,
you can do
boldness.
It. Jerry, you can do it. You call
praise
us back,
God.
Will you?
I will.
Your dad's
going to
get born again.
Yes. Would you leave your name and address for us, and we'll send you some things? Are you on our mailing list?
No, I'm not.
All right. And we would love to send a magazine to you and maybe a power pack.
And I'll tell you how it works. God will be reminding me through the day and through the night and on the airplane tomorrow and all this kind of stuff, and we'll be holding you up in prayer.
All right.
Okay, Jerry, we love you. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, I tell you, I love it when I see the devil get his lunch. Hmm. Hello, Tina.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
You got your radio on?
Yeah, I just turned down. Just wanted to thank God for you guys. I came upon you a couple months ago, and you guys have really given me a lot of hope and given me a lot of wisdom. And my name's Steve, and I just wanted to try to get up to Colorado, Denver. I'm from Fort Collins.
Okay.
The first of this next month.
Well, we're going to be back in Denver at the Doubletree Hotel out on Quebec, so I hope you'll come down. We'd like to meet you.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you, too. I've been really looking forward to seeing you.
Good, good.
I need some prayer about... We are the members of a church in Fort Collins for about 7 years, and the Lord put on my heart about 6 months ago that we needed to make a change. And we found another church, and it's a big church. And I don't really feel that comfortable about going to a big church, but that's what God's calling me to do.
Well, you better do it. Do what he tells you to do.
Is your wife in agreement?
Yeah, me and my wife are in agreement.
Okay.
And I told the pastor about a month ago about it, and so he says, well, how soon do you want to leave? And I told him, because we were deacons in our church, and I told him in about a month, because I want to do it in love and I want to do it the right way. And so this next week, we're going to go before the congregation and tell the people, at least I am, why we're leaving, and just bless them and
well,
just
see,
let them know.
Right. I would just say, listen, God's leading us to another family of believers, and we want your blessing as we go.
Yeah, I do believe they're going to do that. And I
good.
Just praying that God will give us the blessing, because I know he has told me, and confirmed it in many ways.
Good, good. Well, listen, I got another call coming in, Steve, but we'll be blessing you in the meantime, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, could I get some information from you guys?
Sure, hold on.
I want
your address, and also want to see you out at the Doubletree.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'm saving money now so we can get out there.
Good. All right, hold on. We'll get your name and address. We'll send you some good stuff. Okay, let's go to line two. Tina, how are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Are we on together now?
We're on together.
Okay. Listen, Darren and Barbara, I need prayer. I've been sick for 2 years, off and on.
Okay.
First, I got the infection in my heart, and now I've got an infection in my ear and my sinuses and my head.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
How soon do you want to be healed?
Well, and I want my daughter to be healed. Both of us have been just sick.
Okay. All right. You're ready.
Right today.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
I've been a single parent since 76.
Okay. Was your child born out of wedlock?
No.
Okay.
She's an old child now.
Okay.
She's a young woman.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But I'm still her parent.
Right.
And I believe not feel. I believe that this is connected.
Well, I tell you what, let's start by getting Mom healed.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
And then you'll have a track record with the Lord, and then we turn to, how old is your daughter?
29.
Well, you have an awful young voice, Brent. I thought you were a young mom.
Yeah. Are you standing?
You guys know me.
Are you standing on a scripture, Tina?
Yes, I've been. I mean, I had the flu 2 weeks ago, and the flu developed into this stuff now, and I had to go to the doctor yesterday.
So what's the scripture you've been standing on?
He'll restore health unto me and heal me of my wounds. My wounds, saith the Lord, for this is thine, no man seeketh.
All right. What scripture is that?
It's in Jeremiah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I want to pray for you before we run out of time.
Okay,
I want God to heal you today.
Today.
What are your symptoms?
I have a severe headache. I have to sleep sitting up now, because if I lay down...
Do you have a severe headache right now?
No, I've been on the medicine since yesterday, and if I don't put my head down, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for an instant healing. Tina, put your head down, you'll find out it doesn't hurt.
Well, it doesn't work that way. I have to lay down on the back of my head.
Okay, go down and lay down on the back of your head. I'll wait for you.
All right.
Just hurry up. Now, let me tell you something, folks. It's not what prescription are you standing on. It's what scripture are you standing on. And, Barbara, you're right on. It's in Jeremiah, but we need to know where it is.
I don't have my Bible.
That's
at
okay.
Work.
That's all right. Oh, you're at work. Okay. Well,
I lay down on the floor anyway. I'm a housekeeper, so.
Okay, so how are you doing?
Well, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, let's praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There you go. Well, listen, you get up and walk around the house, cleaning the house, and praise the Lord, and it's all going to work out for you. You're going to be pain-free.
Thank you.
I love
praise
you.
The Lord. We love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, we had some wild phone calls today, but you know, Jesus is the Lord, folks, and remember, challenge him. Say, Lord, I believe you can heal me right
That's
now.
Right.
Right now, and remember this, it's not the prescription you're standing on, it's the scripture.
I hope you received some encouragement and direction from this program. As a believer, you must listen to your spirit and not be outer directed. Thank you for your edifying calls and emails and your notes with your contributions. God bless you and keep you until we are with you again.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in